to the Sunday Law, and this is a newspaper from the last time the Pope visited the United States, and you see here the President of the United States clasping hand with the Pope, which is should mean something to Seventh-day Adventists when they see the leader of Protestant America grasping hands with the leader of the Vatican. But and there were several front pages like that during this time period. The reason I like this particular one is the statement underneath it that says America faces a moral test, the Pope warns. Of course, the context of the article is the Pope's position on abortion, saying America's going to face some kind of moral dilemma because of all the abortions that take place there. But in reality, what's the moral test that the Pope of Rome is going to bring to the United States? It's a test over God's law, over the Sabbath Sunday issue. So there's a little bit of hidden prophetic information just in that subtitle. But you'll notice that if you heard Tico here the past few days, a few times he referred to an earthquake at his house, and this picture happened during this time period. This has nothing to do with the presentation tonight, but it's just added interest. And at this point, after it right happened, the death toll had already reached 1,000, but it climbed well above that in later days. But on the back here, you can see an aerial shot of part of the city where he lives just outside of, and I'll send this around. It's just unbelievable how quickly life can change. And that's what happened to the people in Colombia during that time period. That's the time period when he told the story about the electrician friend that suddenly it was more important to stay at his home on Sabbath for financial benefit than it was to observe Sabbath. That's Armenia, Colombia. I have this presentation and one more where we will be done with if you were going to title this entire presentation from then until I finish the second presentation from now, we title it The Hour of Adventism's Visitation. And so I'm also going to start leading us into our next study, hopefully, giving some lead-in ideas about that. And the brother that shared the opening quote about the righteousness of Christ, the message of Jones and Wagner, the message that is going to sweep the world during this time period is the message of Christ's righteousness. And sometimes when I'm sharing prophecy and it's primarily identifying current events that are fulfilling prophecy, some people will question me whether shouldn't I be spending time speaking on the doctrines connected with righteousness by faith. For me, I recognize that over the few years that I've had the opportunity to be sharing the message, I'm sharing that over and over again, I'll end up in a place where I'm presenting the prophecy and the Lord will have someone else